Hey, my brother.
¿Qué pasó, mi hijo?
Nada, te estoy hablando aquí del trabajo. What are you doing? Are you busy? Hey, whose number is this? This 442 number que sale en tu cuenta.
That's my business name.
Oh, okay. It is your business line. Okay. ¿Dónde está, güey?
Te ponen una pinche vidrio, compa.
No, me tienes a... Do you have me on your phone, on your headset?
Yeah.
All right, pues ahorita tengo tiempo de hacer esto. Let me see if I can do it really quick.
Te dije temprano, güey, porque en la mañana me voy manejando y estoy en stuck in traffic. I could have done it. Cuando llego aquí, ya me traen en poquita, güey.
Ya, yeah, es que en la mañana no pude, güey. Teníamos meetings y quién sabe qué tanto.
No, pues vamos a hablar.
¿Y a nombre de quién está el business, güey? ¿Tuyo?
Mi vida, mi vieja. ¿Por qué?
No, nomás para ponerle aquí, lo voy a poner a tu nombre.
Ponle Big Daddy.
Ay, no digas mamá. La tarjeta que usas para pagar, ¿es la business card o personal?
Personal.
¿Y está en nombre tuyo?
Está en nombre de mi vieja, cabrón. Todo está en nombre de mi vieja, que no sabes si yo no puedo tener nada en mi nombre, güey. Porque tengo que dar el sector.
Oh, yo sé, pero pues no hay pedo. Authorized user, tú.
Todo es Big Daddy, nomás. Dice, te pregunta por Big Daddy y te dice.
Prefer language, English or Spanish, bro?
English. Yo no entiendo Spanish. Yo sí entiendo Spanish, pero cuando dicen unas palabras medias acá, no las entiendo, así que mejor en inglés.
Oh, okay. So you just don't understand the language too well.
I don't understand all those. I understand it, but not like, you know. Perrón, perrón, no.
No digas mamá.
Unas 15 palabras no me sé, güey. Cuando ya hablas de negocios con unas 15 palabras, no me las doy a la verga. Me puedes decir, te voy a meter la verga con una pinche palabrona chingona y no sé.
The services that you offer is automotive windshield repair, right?
Yes, sir. Not just windshield, auto glass.
Oh, okay.
Glass in the cars.
Automotive auto glass, mejor, ¿no?
Auto glass, güey, ¿para qué dices automotive? Estás igual
pues
que
sí.
Dice, como yo no entiendo español, tú no entiendes inglés, ando saliendo, güey.
Auto glass, okay.
Automotive auto glass.
No, voy a puesto automotive windshield repair. Mañana en la mañana, que son las 7, las 8. Tomorrow's Friday.
Thank you, sir. Mañana no puedo.
Okay, no, para hacer la llamada entonces el lunes. ¿Puede ser lunes?
Es que porque mañana se gradúa mi niña, güey.
Yo sé, pero el lunes, güey.
El lunes, el sábado.
No, el sábado no. No, se va a ponerle para June 3rd. ¿A qué hora está bien? ¿Como a las 8 de la mañana?
A las 7 la verga. Háblame a las 7 de la mañana, yo ya estoy preparado, listo y ready to go.
Ok. 06-03-2024. Okay, permíteme. Laura, sorry to call you. Es que le iba a pedir ayuda a Amy, pero se vio un poquito bothered when Evan asked her for help. So I was like, I'd rather not. Hey, tengo a mi brother-in-law on the line. I'm creating his page for him. You know, because he's going to sign up with us. Estoy poniendo las notes for the closer notes on the manager. ¿Quién dice form for JBP verification sent? ¿Qué le pongo? ¿Todavía no?
Yes, because it automatically gets sent to him when you charge his card.
Okay.
You automatically receive all that.
And then license, is that license for what? For the business?
Does he have a license and insure? I mean, he's a food truck, so it's a little bit different, but is his business registered?
¿Tienes licencia para el negocio o is it registered, cuñado?
I'm not a food truck.
Yeah, she's talking about Chuco. No, this is another cuñado. He's like, I don't have a food truck, dice.
Oh, sorry.
I have my retail number.
You have a what?
A resale number.
A resale number, Loda.
I have no idea what that is. What type of industry is he in?
An auto glass for automotive.
Oh, I see.
My retail number is under my business name.
Yeah, he has a business. It's under his business name, he says.
Okay, he's fine. The only reason why we ask that is because when Google verifies him, they're going to probably ask for documents, and if he doesn't have those, there's other ways to verify him, but still, I just wanted to verify. So that should be fine. So just for license, you can just put yes. I don't know if he's insured or his business. I would assume his business is insured.
And
you know, you can just
in Facebook business page, no tienes, right, cuñado?
No.
We can make him one, so you can just put in there, please make him one.
Please make one, okay. This is a Facebook URL, none, right?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that, because she doesn't have one.
Website needed? Ya tiene uno, but I wanted, you know, to look a little better, because the one he has looks really, like, pirata, you know?
How much are you charging him monthly?
I gave him the discounted rate, $249.
Okay, so the $249 doesn't come with a My Site, which is the nicer website. You have to do $299 up, but the $249 still comes with a website, and it still looks decent. It's just not a My Site. So you can just put yes, please. You can put it in the notes. He already has one, but he wants a new one, basically. And then you want to put also his URL for his current website on there. Does he own his domain?
Cuñado, do you own the domain for that website that you have, or no sabes?
He would know if he owns it.
He says no.
Okay. So then, yeah, just put it, he has one already, put the link, but he wants us to make one for him.
¿Y dónde encuentro el link para su URL? Déjame lo busco.
Yeah, if you can't find it, it's really not that serious. It's just good to really put the notes in, because they do, you know, all the background stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even generating on this site here. Lo voy a dejar blank.
It don't even work. I just say you can just put he has one. Doesn't know how to get URL. Just please make him a new one.
Y donde dice payment, PayPal integration, ¿qué significa eso?
So payment integration, so he's able, since the website is secure, he's able to add payment integration, which means that his clients can pay for his services on his website. That's a feature he can add if he'd like. It's no extra cost, so it's completely
free. ¿Quisiera hacer eso, cuñado? That the customers can pay online if they want to? Hello? Thank you, Laura, for taking time. Hello? Hello?
Is he gone?
No, I don't know. It doesn't show on here. Enseñaría aquí, no, if he hung up, en el dialer.
It typically will make a noise if he hung up, but...
Oh, he's back. No, he didn't hang up. He's there. Oh. Cuñado, did you want that feature where the customers can pay, if they wanted to pay online, they can pay online or no?
Because
they can help you, the company can help you link that up to your account.
Can we do that after? Because I want to set up a business account.
Because he said, can he do it after? Because he doesn't have his business account yet where he wants to put the card in.
Yeah, just put it on the notes. He will want to do this when he opens up his business account.
Okay. Ya le puse así. He wants to do this once he opens up business account. Okay. And then they say, use client's own domain? No, right?
No, because he doesn't own it.
Okay. Call tracking?
Yeah, so he can add a call tracking feature, which means that we will provide a phone number that we pretty much promote, like on a Google Business Profile website, all of that. So the clients will call that number, but the calls will still go directly to him. Now, this has some pros and cons to it. The pros, which is the biggest thing, is that he's going to be able to track his success. So he can see how many calls he's getting. All the calls are recorded. All of that he'll be able to track. Now, the cons is if, for example, he has already publicized his phone number everywhere, it can confuse the clients because it's two different numbers, but it really just depends, like, how... You know, it depends on him and how he markets his business.
Did you want to add this feature, cuñado? It's included, where you can track the, you know, how many,
Yeah.
Okay. I said yes. Okay.
Okay. I always think it's a good idea.
And the Splash Call app, también?
I always put yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Specific target areas. ¿Le pregunto a él or what?
Uh-huh. I just ask them how far they go out, and as long as it's under 50 miles, I just put down 30-mile radius or whatever, but it's really up to him and where he gets work.
Where did you want us to advertise, cuñado? We can do it up to 50. It's at the High Desert.
Oh, is he the one that lives up here?
Yeah, he lives over there. Oh, the girl I'm talking to, cuñado, she's your neighbor, literally.
There you go.
There you go. Y si te cobra mucho la hora, nomás le hacemos aquí una maña al pinche al website. We'll direct all traffic to his competitors. Por carero.
Yeah, I would for him. cities wise, like, I mean, it can service those areas like Victorville, Adelanto, Phelan, Hesperia, that's probably maybe even Barstow, because that's probably the areas he services, I would assume.
Yeah, he does. But my thing is, he says he wants to put all of them. Do I just write out the cities and then?
Yeah, I would write out the cities because it's, you know, it's the high desert. So there's really, it's either the high desert or you go down the mountain.
Victorville, Adelanto, Phelan, you said, right?
Yeah, Phelan. Hesperia. Hesperia. Barstow.
And Apple.
Do you do Barstow, cuñado?
Yeah, in Apple Valley.
Apple Valley?
Okay. Apple Valley, yes. There's also, I don't know how far he goes, but there's also Lucerne Valley.
Would you go to Lucerne Valley, cuñado, or no?
Yeah, it's not far. Not that far.
He said, yeah. All right.
Okay, then yeah, put that down.
Perfect. Client's preferred method of contact.
I always put all, unless, like, he's not technology savvy.
Pues es que déjalo pongo en mute porque sí está un poco tonto, if you know what I mean. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. He can't be too dumb. Anda con mi hermana, you know what I mean?
La pendeja es ella, dile.
Wow. All right, I'm going to put all. You take contact everywhere. Where you can have the phone, text, emails. Is it good?
Yeah.
All right. Terms and conditions, that's not signed yet, okay? So I'm going to put no.
Yeah, I typically will put, you know, yes or no if he does sign them, which if he's on the line with you and he's your brother-in-law, he should probably just sign them. She can just put yes.
Okay. Es que todo eso, sí, fíjate, todavía no me están, oh, sí, sí, está monitoreada, iba a decir algo.
Yeah, it's fine, you can tell me later.
Yeah.
Typically, they don't, but just so you do know, typically they don't show you how to do this until you make your first sale.
Oh, okay, es lo que te iba a decir, yeah. Todo esto, nada, nada, you know, nomás dijeron, esto es lo que van a hacer, ta, y...
Amy would have done this for you.
Oh, well, I definitely I'll send that guy, whatever his name is, email, because, I don't know, I should put you in a different position, Laura. Hours of operations, ¿qué horas, cuñado? Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday,
8 to 12.
Okay, hold on. Monday through Friday, and it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Monday through Friday. So are you going to show that you're closed on the weekends?
No, only Sunday.
Oh, only Sunday. So it's Monday through Saturday then.
That's good. Yeah, so I was going to say, if it shows closed on the weekends, you'll probably lose business because people will see he's closed and they won't even call.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yo digo que le pongamos 6 p.m., ¿no, cuñado?
No.
Okay.
Tiene
dinero este vato, no quiere trabajar.
Saturday, I only work for 12.
Para la familia, that's why.
Additional notes, ¿qué le pongo aquí?
This is only if there's anything that you need to put down, but from what you're telling me, everything sounds just fine.
Okay, Nana, just submit it. No, no he hecho nada, Laura.
Okay, so I'll look at the calendar right now and I'll tell you. The onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window.
He wants to get a call on Monday 7 a.m. because that's before he starts his actual work. Is that possible?
That's fine. So on the notes, Amy will teach you how to put it on the calendar, but on the notes where it says CI scheduled for, put Monday and then put the date.
¿Dónde está eso? Am I not in that right now?
No, you are in there. The CI notes, you know, where you put his name, we were just going over right now.
Oh, the CINOS. Pero aquí para guardar esta información, si se guarda, ¿no se va a borrar?
No se va a borrar, no lo guardes. Y ahí todavía tienes que poner the CI notes.
An additional note?
No. If you go up, it's the fourth one.
Oh, you're telling me on the note template to change it, because right now I'm on closer notes, so change it to CI
notes.
Yeah,
on closer notes. You know how you put down his name, the services
yeah.
he offers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's also one that says CI Schedules 4.
Oh, yeah, ya había puesto la fecha, I'm sorry, 6-3-2-2024. Monday, 6-3-24,
7. Yeah, between 7 and 8. So don't save them because Amy's gonna wanna, or you can save them. You can save them. It's fine because you can edit if there's something wrong.
Okay,
so
submit.
Save them. Uh huh.
All right, I hit submit.
And then you go into billing.
Okay, hold on. I've seen billing. Oh, ¿dónde está billing? ¿Está arriba? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
And then you're going to get the name that's on the card.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's my sister's name. Okay, Adriana.
If it's your sister's going to have to be the one that does the voice verification. And then if it's your sister, then you actually have to change the name on the account to your sister's name.
What do you mean? Name on the account where? On the home?
Yeah, you know when phone open where you put his name in?
I only put his name. I put in my sister's name as the name on the card holder. Pero no he puesto nombre de él en ningún lugar. Nomás donde dice name of person you spoke with.
Oh, so you haven't put anything down on the phone open then. You need to go to phone open.
¿Dónde está eso? Okay, phone open, there it is.
Yeah, and then you're going to fill it out with your sister's information, and then after the fact, and Amy will help you out with that, you'll put him down as the preferred contact.
Okay, so personal information, I'm putting to my sister's information, and then what email address do you guys want to use, cuñado? Do they have to, any email address here for the personal information is fine? Laura?
What? Oh, sorry.
No, no.
My email address is fine, Captain.
All right. Dame tu email, Noe.
NOEB70@gmail.com.
M-O...
M-O-E. Noe.
Oh, Noe. B. Ajá.
70.
70.
@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com.
Big
way. Me dice que pregunte por Big Daddy si llamo. All right, the contact number is the business number. Ahí donde dice cell phone, le pongo el cell phone de este güey, ¿no?
Yes. Or so he can receive all the automated messages.
Okay. Please enter a 10-digit cell phone number.
310-703-7036-6677.
Okay. Hey, wait, llama tu sister, el nombre del 442, ¿no? ¿El nombre de qué?
El nombre 442 number.
No te oigo, no, hold on,
bro.
The what?
The 442 number, bro.
Sí, the 442 number ahí está, güey. Ese no lo vamos a cambiar. Mm-hmm. All right. Y luego business name. ¿Qué es el business name? ¿Crystal Auto Glass?
Crystal View Auto Glass.
Crystal View Auto Glass. Okay. ¿Y donde dice enter location, Laura, tengo que usar la dirección que está en Google?
I have that's my address. That's my shop address.
Yeah, well, he has a Google, here, te lo doy para que lo veas. What's the address that you use, Noe?
My address? I don't know my address. Espérate. Déjame lo chequeo.
Dice que no se la sabe, que la va a buscar.
Oh, no. Is it his home address that he, his business is, like, registered under?
Is it your home address?
No, it's mine. I have a
Or does he have a physical location?
Or do you have a physical location, Cunha?
I have a physical location.
No, he has a physical location, he said.
Oh, that's most likely where it's connected to. Just put that address.
Okay.
This is
1160. Hold on. Say it again.
11660.
11660. Uh huh.
Bartlett. Bartlett Avenue.
Bartley.
Bartlett.
With a T?
B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. At Bart Simpson?
Oh, okay, yeah. Bartlett Avenue in Adelanto. Okay. 92301?
You got it.
Luego pide al business website, no hay, Laura, lo dejo blank. No, está, Laura. El business website lo dejo blank.
You mean in the closing?
The business information.
No, you don't have to put anything there.
Okay.
Okay,
hold on, brother. Okay. ¿Y qué sigue next, Laura?
You put the address, you put the business. Okay. Now you're going to go into the billing.
Okay.
And the card that you're going to use for payment, make sure that it matches the name exactly the way that it looks, like if you need a middle initial or whatever the case is.
Okay. Okay. All right, cuñado, I'll call you back if I need you, brother.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do it.